Who gave angels wings? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Who gave angels wings? What is an angel, anyhow? We like to say that an angel is angelic thoughts. We like to say an angel is beautiful thoughts. An angel is a thought that comes into our mind that says to us that everything is okay, that all the world is good and everything is beautiful. An angel is a consciousness, is a being, if you like, a being that comes into our world and makes us feel a little bit better, a little bit more exciting, a little bit more wonderful, a little bit more revealed. Well, angels are all these things, because when you get down to it, our entire life is made up of thought. Our entire life is made up of one thought after the other. And each thought is an angel thought. Each thought is a divine thought. Each thought is beautiful and good. Now you see, some of my thoughts haven't always been so beautiful and so good. Well, when you heard them or when you had them and they were not so beautiful and good, did you immediately say, oops, that's not so beautiful and good. I'm going to make a change there. I'm going to look at it differently. Many times a thought that appears not beautiful and good at the moment turns out to be quite good and quite beautiful as it is revealed. You have the thought that, oh, there's danger in the road ahead. And so you stop the car, you pull over to the side of the road, and you relax for a moment, you get your balance, get yourself in order, and you say, okay, now I'm ready to face anything. And so then you start up again, and as you start up again, you drive down the road gently, and you find that the road is a little slippery or a little icy because the night before it had been very cold. And there had been a light drizzle before the cold, and this made the road all slippery and icy. But the thing is, because you had stopped, because you had slowed down, because you had looked at things a little differently, you found out that when you reached this dangerous, icy area, you were not traveling too fast, you were in control of your car, you expected something to be that you should be aware of, and you were. Now, you might say, that's not very nice. And then you might say, well, that's very nice, because I was warned about that ice leak. Well, you weren't warned, well, you were just warned that something might be out of whack, something might be amiss, and you should use caution, and you should drive carefully, which is what we should do all the time, and what have you. Now, you might call that an angelic intervention coming in to tell us to be careful, to use good judgment, good wisdom, and it could well be. We are the creators of all in our world, whether we like it or not. We are the creator of every thought in our world. And every thought in our world is a thought that is either beneficial or non-beneficial, a thought that is uplifting or a thought that is difficult. And so, if we make every one of our thoughts some kind of a beautiful thought, some kind of a uplifting, wonderful thought that says everything is in divine order, we're doing a good job. Now, we can go around being very unhappy, and those are, you might say, the angels of unhappiness, the angels of sorrow, the angel of lack, or whatever. Or we can go around with a very positive attitude, with a joyous attitude, being super thankful for everything that we have. Thankful for all the gifts that we have in our world. Thankful for all of the wonderful things that have come our way. Thankful for all of the joy that is taking place in our world. Thankful for all of the happiness that is in our world. Thankful for all the people that we know. Thankful for all the circumstances that we have. Thankful for all the houses that we live in. And thankful for the clothing that we wear or the things that are making our life happy. Thankful for everything that we have. And as we are thankful for all these things, what's going on? Well, we seem like we're creating more things to be thankful for. We are creating one thing after another to be thankful for. And little by little, we're having all sorts of wonderful angels in our life and wonderful attitudes in our life, wonderful beings in our life. And before you know it, we can hear the angel wings fluttering. We can hear our good thoughts coming in from almost nowhere. It's like a peaceful overwhelmingness that comes over our body, our mind, our soul, and we just feel all is in divine order, all is right with the world, all is beautiful. And then, as we feel this, more comes, and more comes, and more comes. And the more that we feel wonderful, and the more that we feel good, the more that we feel fantastic, the more that we feel fantastic, the more that we feel fantastic, more and more things are made known to us. And as we have this as our consciousness, as we have this as our direction for our thinking and for our attitudes in every area of our life, what happens to us? Well, what happens to us is that we feel good and very good. We feel wonderful. We feel fantastic. We are, in fact, giving wings to the angels of our heart. Every time we exacerbate, we build upon a good idea, we are giving wings to the angels in our life. We are giving wings to our thought. Now, you've heard of that before. Are you going to give wings to your thoughts? Are you going to let your thoughts take off? Are you going to let your thoughts be manifest? Are you going to let your thoughts come forth in your life? Are you going to let your thoughts be something wonderful and good in your world? Are you going to let your thoughts be something very exciting and very magnificent? Are you going to let your thoughts be something just utterly fantastic? Well, that's giving wings to your thoughts. That's giving wings to the angels in your life. Every beautiful and glorious thing in our world is an angel. It's a loving thought. It's a happy thought. It's a joyous thought. It's an uplifting thought. It's a rewarding thought. These are all angels. Now, you might say, well, you know, from what I've heard you say in the past, Dr. Barley, you have never really espoused angels. You have never really encouraged thinking about angels. And that's true. That's true. But recently, I run into a lot of people who said, oh, Herb, you're such an angel. Oh, Herb, you've done such a lovely thing for me. You're such an angel. And other people, every place I'd go, people are calling me an angel. And I say, wow, that's quite an honor that you give me, calling me an angel, which you think is something beautiful and something good. And they say, well, you are. You are so thoughtful. You are so considerate. You're unconditionally loving. Oh, you think an angel is unconditionally loving? You think our thoughts are unconditionally loving? You think our attitudes are unconditionally loving? And the answer to that is yes. Yes. All these things are unconditionally loving. All these things are what angels really are. They are the fulfillment of the angel attitude that we have in our mind. So many times, little children like to hear stories about angels because they like to think that they're fantasies or fairy tales. And the stories in the Bible about angels, the angels were always coming to do some good things. Oh, Lucifer was an angel who got problems, but that's the way angels are sometimes, you know. They have little problems because they think they're superior to the universal cause. And whenever we do that, whenever we want to take retaliation, whenever we want to do something against ourselves or others, then we are acting like a Lucifer angel. And our life has the privilege, has the opportunity of being the positive angel, the archangel, the joyous angel, the uplifting angel, the one that takes our hearts and lifts it to the heights, takes our lives and lifts it to the unlimited, and moves us into the realm of peace and harmony and goodness, and gives us a chance to really live our life beautifully. I say, angels are our thoughts. And I say, we have the opportunity to think good thoughts, good angels, all the time. And whenever we think a thought that is limiting to us, that's limiting the angel. And do we want to limit the angel? The angel is unlimited. It can be anything that we want it to be. Our angels are unlimited. Our thoughts are unlimited. Our world is unlimited. You and I, we are unlimited. We are able to do anything we want to do at any time we want to do it. Now, when a child is playing ball, and he misses the ball, and he misses, and he takes the bat, and he hits at the ball, and he misses, and he misses, and his friends all say, "Come on, you can do it. Come on, Giacomo, you can do it. You can do it." And Giacomo hangs in there, and little by little, he gains a skill, and the other children are helping him have confidence in himself, even though he's not able to hit the ball. And then they keep giving him a chance. They all take their chances too, and then they give him a chance. And he gets up there, and finally, one moment, he really hits the ball, and he makes a home run, and he is elated, and he says, "I can do it, I can do it, I can do it." And after that, there's never a thought in his mind that he cannot do it, because he did it, and he knew he could do it. He stayed with it until he could do it, and then after that, he knew he could do it. We, as we stay with our good thoughts, "I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My world is a beautiful world. My world is a world of peace and joy and harmony." You see, as we continue taking our bat and reaching out for those balls, which are peace on earth, happiness, health, right action, truth, all these lovely things, as we keep playing the game of life, which is the saying, the affirming of all of the truth about ourselves, and as we affirm these truths about ourselves, they come forth in our experience. Because just as a child, with practice, they learn the game. Oh, some give up, but those who persist in wanting to learn the game because they want to play the game with the other children, they do play the game, and they play it beautifully. Because they have first gained confidence in themselves that it is true. And after that confidence in themselves, then everything else works out in perfect harmony. Let the angels in your life be as glorious as they can be. Give them wings. And they get their wings when you have persistency in your recognition that every thought you think is an angelic thought. Every word you speak is an angelic word, and every action you do is an angelic action. And the angels are fluttering around your life 100%. And you know you can do it, because you've done it oftentimes before. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.